News Radio KMAN, good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Lewis. This is our daily COVID-19 update. And with our report today, joining us here on KMAN this afternoon is Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs. And we've got a nice, partly sunny, windy day. And the temperatures didn't go up today, but the numbers around the area did. But Riley County, not too many. Just one additional case today, Julie. How are things going?
Things are going good, Dave. Thanks.
Good.
Yeah, we've had one more case. We have a 63-year-old male who was a close contact of the previous case, and he has travel in his history. We also have 5 that have recovered, and so far things are looking good. When we do our monitoring every day with the positive individuals, they say they're doing well, and a lot of them have not had symptoms in a few days. So we hope to add to that list of recovered individuals in the next few days.
Okay, so out of that 20, the 5, that means we have 15 that are currently either being monitored or treated. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, those are some good numbers. I also saw that there's quite a bit of a jump in the number of deaths as well. Across Kansas, went from 38 to, I guess just 4, 42 deaths reported across Kansas. And with the state reporting today a total of 1,106 cases, that's up 60 from yesterday. But here in Riley County, we have one addition, so that number is now 20. Do we still have any being treated from Riley County at Ascension Via Christi Hospital?
No, none from Riley County.
Okay. I was looking at some other numbers. Pottawatomie County currently has 5, which I believe that's pretty much even. Geary County added 1. They are at 5 now. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're seeing in terms of those that have been coming in for treatment or at least checking in with your screening number, which, by the way, is 323-6400. Got a number of folks going through that process.
Yeah, we have quite a few people that are still calling the screening line. We do know it's allergy season, so some of these are just allergy symptoms, but others we do push on to their primary care provider. If the primary care provider decides that they need to be swabbed, they can send them through our swabbing station that we have available every day, well, Monday through Friday. We have that available in the afternoon. So again, you'd have to have a evaluation from your primary care provider, but that can be done over the phone. And we have seen anywhere from 1 to about 8 people daily in our swabbing station.
Okay. You know, you talk about allergy season, but it's also burning season. And I know that that can cause some respiratory issues for some people. Do you have any words of advice for people that, during this time frame when pastures are burning?
Yeah, definitely try to stay inside. I know I'm an advocate for getting outside, and I love to be outside myself, but when it's burning season, I have to do a lot of my exercise and such indoors because it does aggravate me as well. And so I just encourage people to stay inside. And we've been asked before if there's anything that we can do here as far as stopping Riley County citizens from burning. And we could if we wanted to look at that, but really, many other counties surrounding us are burning as well, so I'm not sure that it would make that big of a difference. So the best advice I have is to stay indoors at this time.
Yeah, about the only way that you can stop it is to have a windy forecast, if anything. Well, some other things that you're seeing with COVID-19 across Kansas, what are folks saying?
Yeah, so we've gotten a lot of questions to our Gmail account, and again, that's Riley County COVID-19@gmail.com. If you have any questions, please email us. We do get back to you relatively quickly. We have a whole staff answering those emails. We've been seeing a lot of emails, questions about businesses that are exempt or not exempt, or maybe some businesses that aren't really practicing best practices as far as social distancing. Please let us know. We encourage you to let us know. And we do work very closely with Riley County Police Department, and they do a great job about making contact with those businesses. We try to help when we can. So certainly let us know. And we're also getting a lot of questions about this weekend with church services possibly happening. And while, of course, it is Holy Week, and we do understand that, we hope that most church services will make that available online. We know that K-Man is broadcasting on Sunday morning, so we hope that everyone adheres to the stay-at-home order and still stays indoors and hopefully is able to watch their church online.
Well, there have been a lot of controversial statements made here lately about the governor's efforts to try to shut down church services. And, of course, that was that effort was basically shut down by some state legislator members and also by the attorney general. And I'm not so sure that we've heard the last of that yet, but I would be very interested. I would be surprised, actually, I think, to hear of any churches that are still planning any kind of services over Holy Week.
Yeah, I would be too. We've been really, really trying to spread that message of just stay indoors. So hopefully the churches are doing that.
Okay. Personal protection equipment and masks. We talked about the mask donations effort, the folks making masks and having them available for pickup, and that pickup day is for Monday. It's a nice little effort with Westview Community Church.
Yes, we're very happy about this partnership with Westview. They came on board very willingly, and so you can donate masks, and we encourage you to donate cloth masks to Westview Community Church. They're taking donations again tomorrow morning, starting at 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., and then again on Saturday morning, 9 a.m. until noon. And then if you'd like to start picking up, you can either call the church and ask if how much is available. I think they're limiting to 3 masks per family, but you can call ahead of time, or those pickup times will be next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. till 3 p.m., and again on Saturday, 9 a.m. till noon.
Okay. Now, we tomorrow morning, we'll have Dr. Matt Flores on hand to talk about COVID-19 and some of the treatment aspects of that work. And then also, he is a father, I understand, of 5 kids, and he'll give us a different perspective about trying to keep the kids healthy and keep them up and running and having to handle all the in-home school efforts. That's got to be a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking from experience. Julie Gibbs, Director of the Riley County Health Department, thank you for your update this afternoon. We continue to wish all our medical professionals in the community good luck with putting themselves at risk by helping treat the community. But we certainly feel that things seem to be not blowing up. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah, I think that's an accurate statement. Hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Julie, we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Dave.